We are back for another mini podcast. One drink, one show. Or is it one show, one drink?
Come on, man. Get it straight. One show, one drink. How much have you been drinking?
Not enough. One show, one drink, where we take one show and we take one drink and we rip through it in 15 to 20 minutes, kind of hit the highlights, see why we like that show in a real down and dirty fashion. Is that about it?
That sounds about right. All right, let's roll it. Rolling the intro. Welcome to What We Watch When We Drink, a booze dancing media podcast featuring lively discussions about movies, TV shows, and anything else that we're watching while we drink our favorite boozy libations. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever else you get your podcasts. And, of course, you could always find us on boozedancing.com. And please, please, please email us at boozedancing@gmail.com with questions, comments, cease and desist letters, ransom notes, love letters, Dear John letters. Whatever you got, we'll take it. We like it. We like the attention. It's all about us. Am I right? Isn't it all about us?
You know, we don't really care about anybody else. That's the beauty. We fully admit that at this podcast, at what we watch when we're drinking. What we drink while we watch. No, what we watch when we drink. What is it? What is our name? I forget.
What we watch when we drink.
That's us. And we don't care about anybody else except ourselves.
Exactly. Because it's not you. It's me. It's me. That's right. Period.
All right. Okay. So we are back here for one show, one drink. And we're going to work backwards. What's our drink tonight, my friend? What are you drinking?
All right. I have a Holmes K Single Origin Edition rum. It is a Fiji rum. Comes in at 46% ABV.
I believe it would be Fijian.
Fijian?
Fijian.
I don't know. The bottle says Fiji rum.
All right.
Don't complicate things. It's Fijian. It's Fiji. It is from La Toca, Fiji, wherever that is.
La Toca Vida. Live in La Toca Vida. Is that something?
There you go. I'm drinking La Toca rum.
And I have an Irish whiskey, single malt, from Dingle.
Nice.
On the Dingle Peninsula, 46.3 ABV. This is from our friends, Graham Cool. Our friends, the Cools, who have gone on to Dingle and are making single malt down in Ireland instead of Scotland.
Where was he before? He was at Glenmurray?
Glenmurray.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
so
shall we clinky?
We should clinky, clink, clink. Ready?
All right, sir. Cheers.
That's an excellent, excellent way you did that, because tonight we are talking about Cheers.
Cheers.
The TV show running on NBC starting in 1982, I believe.
I think so.
And
it goes way
we
back.
We are looking at we both watched the first episode, and my quick synopsis is that was a fully formed episode, and you got what you were going to get later on.
I laughed a lot. I thought it was really funny. It was great. All I could say now, you know, again, 40 years after the fact, Ted effing Danson. The man's a legend. The man's
a
legend.
Yep.
He was fantastic. He was Mayday Malone.
Mayday Malone. He had an elbow problem. He kept bending.
Yep. He just kept doing what we're doing.
That's right.
You know, what we drink when we play baseball, what we drink when we do whatever.
He looked like a star. He looked like the guy who was the head of a show, and he was. When he was on screen, which was most of the time, he kind of controlled the screen. Your eyes were affixed to him.
He had done some movies, I think. I think he was doing some, like, you know, small parts in movies for a while.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
I think he was in, like, The Onion Field back in the day, and he's also in Body Heat.
Oh, right.
And actually, it's funny, because if you remember during the pilot where they were talking about, was it movies with the most sweat?
Right.
And then they said Body Heat. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe that was a little nod to Ted Danson, because he was just in that with William Hurt and Kathleen Turner.
He was one of those guys who showed up on various sitcoms for an episode here and an episode there, you know, Magnum P.I. and I don't know, Laverne Shirley, I think he was on an episode. And then all of a sudden, one of these guys gets the call. Hey, we saw you. You might be something we want to have in a sitcom one day. And he gets the call and it turned his life around, right? You know, it skyrocketed his career.
Now, about a month ago, maybe, I think I sent you a link to another podcast. It's called Killer Casting Podcast. It is run by a couple of casting agents. And they did an entire episode on the casting of Cheers when it originally came out. It was really good. It was really interesting.
I listened to it. It was very good.
Because I didn't realize that, I think they said Fred Dreyer was originally going to be slated.
Yes.
For that role. And he was going to be, I guess, a Patriots quarterback.
It's funny you said that. We'll come back to the Patriots thing.
They kind of shuffled things around a little bit because they really liked Ted Danson.
Yeah.
They said, you know, he looks like an athlete, although he was not an athlete.
Nope.
And he looks like he could have been a pitcher because he's tall. And,
right.
Kind of lanky.
And Fred Dreyer actually was an NFL player. And then he actually got a role more suited to him, which was Hunter.
That's
so NBC didn't just cast aside a defensive lineman. They put him on waivers. Yeah. They actually signed him up to run another show. We see all of the major characters, the cast in the first episode. Well, except one person. We don't see Woody Harrelson for a while.
Well, he shows up later after Coach passes away, right?
I think they're together. Don't they overlap?
Are they? I don't remember. It's been so long. Maybe they do, but I'm not sure.
But we got Rhea Perlman. We have George Wendt. We have John Ratzenberger. And of course, we have Shelley Long. And she's mesmerizing on screen as well. I think.
Oh, she's funny. Although, she's very theatrical.
She is.
You know, so it seems like she's more of a stage kind of person, but she was really good.
She feels, which is perfect for the episode, she feels like a fish out of water.
Absolutely.
On an acting standpoint and her role on the show. The show, of course, she's this person who stumbles into this bar with her fiancé, doesn't want to really be there. She wants to, move on with her life and go get married in Barbados.
Right.
And she's with people that she would never in her wildest dreams be spending an evening with. A bar. People in a bar in Boston. And you get the sense that her acting background is different than everyone else's also.
Right.
And I don't know if that's true, but you get the sense she's from a different place. And it comes off very well. I mean, she just seems like totally the outsider here. And
who's the actor that played Coach? Is it Nicholas Colasanti? Is that his name?
Colasanto, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was so funny.
Oh, he's great. He was in Raging Bull.
Which wasn't
that long before that.
Well, we know. And the other characters, of course, went on to fame and fortune in so many different other places. The buildup of all those characters in that first episode, you figure out you're going to like them pretty quick, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think Shelley Long is someone you're not sure about yet. But you cannot not like Ted Danson. Lovable bear John Ratzenberger, Norm. You can't not like him. You got to love the coach. He's just that uncle that we all have. And Ratzenberger, Cliffy, doesn't really have a whole lot to say, but you get that. Is he going to be like an every week guy or not? But he is. And
he's not down at the other end of the bar yet.
He's not. Sometimes I remember the other folks that don't have, they get a couple words in an episode. They're talking to Cliff or they're talking to Norm. And there was one of those people in this episode too. You'll never see the guy again. That was really good how they did that. It wasn't always these innocent bystanders that are just kind of sitting there looking dumb. There were a fair amount of those in the episode too. But there was a guy with a beard and a mustache who gets to say a couple of lines. It made it feel like more like a bar. And Shelley Long actually has that great little soliloquy about, at the end when she's talking to the German couple who don't speak any English when she finally starts working there on her very first day as her first customers. And she says why bars are great. And I couldn't not think of what, we have blossomed from over the years. Going to bars, going to whiskey events, meeting people all over the world. Even on Zoom, bar is like this, the three-letter word that means, getting together to share a drink, to share stories, to share
yep.
community.
Well, and the setup of the bar, that big, like, that big rectangle where it's just a circular bar in the round. It was like, like Tom Bergen's, like that kind of setup, which is great because, everybody, you got a view of everything.
Yep. And there was always a talk that Tom Bergen's here in Los Angeles was a place where the writers on the show would get together, talk about the show, and they were all together in that kind of same environment. It's funny because it's not that kind of old-time bar you think of where, the bartender's back is to a wall with a big mirror. Mm-hmm. This is that horseshoe-shaped bar.
Right.
Very different. I thought that Ted Danson's character, the concept for his character is really interesting, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's a recovering alcoholic. Like a lot of athletes, too much money, let's go spend it on dumb stuff like a restaurant or a bar or some dumb retail thing. And it still happens today, but probably a lot more back in the 70s and 80s. I'm an alcoholic. But I'm not going to throw the bar away. I'm going to keep it.
Yeah, it was good. It was really a lot of fun. It was nice to go back to it. And again, Danson was great. And what's great about him, I mean, he is like all-star. If there was a Hall of Fame for TV, he should be in it.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's gone on part. He had that. He had Becker. He was on like at least two or three different HBO shows. Then he's on The Good Place. He's everywhere. He's done some movies.
It's funny because that whole five, six people, they all mm-hmm. have long careers.
Yes.
Shelley Long, she was in a... She went to movies after she left, tried to get into movies more.
She did okay for a while, though.
She did, yeah. I don't know if she did much TV after that.
She did what? The Money Pit with Tom Hanks?
Money Pit with Tom Hanks.
That was a big one. Outrageous Fortune, I think, with Bette Midler.
Yeah, I think her first one was with Michael Keaton and Henry Winkler.
Oh, was she in Night Shift?
Night Shift, yeah. She's in Night Shift.
Okay, that's right. She's one of the prostitutes.
Yeah, she's like the main one. She's the love interest of Henry Winkler. And of course, we know Ratzenberger's been like the voice of so many things on in Pixar. And George Wendt, I guess he's done some voiceover work too. And he's been in places obviously through the years too. Not a huge career.
No.
Rhea Perlman, I mean, she's been all kinds of places, right? Especially with her husband and Louis De Palma, and then Taxi,
Danny DeVito.
Louis De Palma, Danny DeVito, yep. Well, I think when you see that first episode, it feels so almost perfect. It feels like this is the show I'm going to get. This is it.
Right. It's lived in. It's like you said. It's fully formed from the start.
It is. You've got this fish out of water story that's ongoing. With Shelley Long. She doesn't really want to be there, but she is going to work in a bar, even though she's not a waitress. You've got that little sex appeal thing between her and Ted Danson. And that's always the, the classic, will they, won't they? Will they or won't they? And then the people around them and their stories. You get that sense of family and community with them all, on the very first episode. It's great.
Remember when we talked about the Seinfeld episode, how it was not a hit in the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on a website here. They go, 30 Things You Don't Know About Cheers. It premiered on September 30th, 1982. 77th out of 100 shows.
It got a full 22 episodes in that first season. Unlike Seinfeld, which got five. It was a summer replacement. This was on the fall schedule on NBC.
The guys who wrote it, right? Glenn and Les Charles and, and Charles and Burroughs?
Glenn Ellis, Charles, and James Burroughs, yeah.
What other shows? Did they do Taxi?
So the Charles did Taxi. Yeah, Taxi's the other big one, right? I believe they wrote for Mary Tyler Moore, and they were part of the whole MASH thing. MASH and Bob Newhart. Those guys all came out of that stuff. I think that's true of James Burroughs, too. I think he did a lot of early stuff of that world. I think he's a Mary Tyler Moore guy as well, and Bob Newhart. So they all had that same DNA. And they knew how to make a TV show. They really did.
Right, especially with an ensemble cast. And they got a really good cast.
They had a great cast. Well, although, back then, you never know what your cast is going to be, right? You don't know that it's going to be like this iconic thing that people are going to look back at. Oh my God, what an amazing cast of, you know, that's amazing. You said talking about the ratings. So they started, unlike Seinfeld, they started right heavy and hard as a full-time regular show in the fall in 82. And they're on for 11 years. The first three seasons ranked 75th, ranked 34th, ranked 13th. You said 77th, I think, different website. But then, boom, top five every year.
Was that the must-see TV lineup? Is that when it really started?
Yep. And then they had Wings was part of that. And it's a very, the things around it changed once in a while. But they were like the heavy hitter in there.
I mean, the 9 p.m. slot was the hot ticket, right? 9 p.m. Thursday nights.
Sure.
That was it.
Yep.
You know, Seinfeld had that slot. These guys had that slot. I forget who else took it. I don't know if it exists now. Now it's HBO Sunday night.
So how's your whiskey?
Oh, you had rum.
How's your rum?
I'm having rum. It's very good. It's very, very good. Our buddy Bozzy has been reviewing a lot of these Holmes K. And I think he's also a fan.
We had a Holmes K tasting with the importer. The guy, who was that?
Mr. Holmes.
Was it Mr. Holmes?
I think the guy's name is Holmes, the guy that brings this stuff in.
I think you're right. My Dingle single malt's delicious too.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a couple that night with those guys.
Okay. Yeah, these guys do. I have the Fiji one, and we also, Mike and I reviewed a South African rum that they're also bringing in, which was also very interesting. Yeah, it was good.
Well, cheers to cheers. We loved that pilot episode in 90. I guess it really wasn't a pilot episode. It was just the first episode because it was on the schedule to go. It wasn't like a big taking a big chance here. It was signed up. Just loved it. It was great. So we will be back with you with another episode of One Show, One Drink. We'll figure out something else even better to talk about and even better to drink.
All right. Shall I take us out?
Take us out.
All right. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, Stitcher, Audible, anywhere else?
The website.
The website. You could find us on the website, boozedancing.com. And once again, email us at boozedancing@gmail.com with any questions, comments.
Suggestions, man. Tell us what you want us to watch.
Exactly. Tell us what we want to talk about. We'll talk about anything. Tell us what you want us to drink. Give us a cocktail suggestion. We're game for all that.
One show, one drink. We are out. Cheers.
Cheers.